Alrighty then, welcome to the TNA Drinks Podcast episode...
Seven!
Yes. No, I don't believe you.
It's seven.
It is?
Yes.
Is it seven, Nick?
7 months.
Really?
Seven, yes. Shows.
And how many times have we been on time?
Five.
Five! Alright, how you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Tippy as a vanilla cow.
Tippy as a vanilla cow. Would you like to try that vanilla cow?
No, I would not. That's the first thing I saw, so I just went with it.
You didn't do your famous.
That's out. Out with the old and with the new.
Peeing in the pool.
Shallow end.
All right, Alex.
Oh, I have to give you that. Oh.
You have to pee on them in a
pool? No. I have to give you that sign.
What sign's that?
That thing.
Oh.
Is it not what it used to be, Alex? Should I say I pooped my pants at work?
Where is this going?
Are you speechless?
Isn't that from last week's episode?
That was from last month's episode.
Yes.
Whatever. So, should we move into our first segment?
Segment number one.
Wow.
Drink of the show. What is everyone drinking?
The huge.
What's the huge?
Wheat beer.
What type of wheat beer?
Good old Blue Moon.
It smells like pizza over here now.
Yeah, it's not too good.
Alex, what are you drinking?
Some coffee from the Black Rifle Coffee Company.
Is it doctored up with something?
No.
And then you have something that you made me get for you.
Yes, Brew Free or Die Blood Orange IPA from 21st Amendment.
Any good?
Yes, delicious.
And I'm drinking TNA Drinks water.
What does that taste like?
Tears and throw up.
Yeah.
No, I'm having Strike Force energy.
Ugh. Which flavor?
Strike Force energy flavored.
Ah, that flavor.
I just had the grape flavor, and the grape flavor is really, really good.
Is it grapey? It
tastes just like grape.
You hear that, Sean Mattson?
Kermit, is that you?
So, let me go into what that was. That was about
Kermit the Frog.
Before our first episode, Alex and I got real drunk. I fell on the floor. He fell on top of me. One thing got to another. We started spooning.
Yeah, I'm going home.
And I recorded it. Alex, how'd you like that spooning?
Was this the same time where you said you recorded yourself?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It was a nice
spooning.
Nice spooning. It was a nice, I don't know how to put it. Nice friendly bonding.
Fuck off! Yes.
Yes.
That's funny. All right. Should we go into something else?
Let's go.
Nick, what's the first topic of the day?
Why are you scaring me?
Boo.
What is the first topic of the show?
WWE leaks.
Hey.
That's it? This is your topic, sir. You texted me at 6 in the morning, woke me up. So explain what this is.
I texted you 6 o'clock in the morning, which was really 7 a.m. I texted you. I think it was like 6:53 in the morning. Wrong. All right. And so I never got an answer back, so I never went with what I said.
I just told you about 5D minutes ago.
5D minutes ago.
Exactly.
Okay, so I got a picture from Tommy. He texted me a picture of WWE superstar Charlotte of her new leaks. And it wasn't very flattering. And everyone was talking about it, saying how bad it was. And it wasn't good. One boob is about 4 inches longer than the other one. And she looks like Barbie, which is cool. I mean, she's...
I guess she's leaking.
What do you guys think?
How many people have been leaked in the WWE? Quite a few, right?
A dozen?
Yes.
Charlotte?
Bingo.
Paige?
Bingo. I think Paige was a lot better.
As in a lot better, you mean more damning?
More content?
Let's just say it was more picturesque.
More picturesque.
Yeah.
Do explain.
Is that a word, picturesque? What was the word that I tried to say yesterday that you said was not a word?
I don't know.
Let's just say Paige had a lot more flavor to her than Charlotte.
A lot more flavor, eh?
Like chocolate flavor.
I don't know. No, let's just say that she had she was dripping with excitement.
EA Games.
Challenge everything.
Up, up, down, down. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. It brings a whole new a name to that show.
Woo!
Huh?
You want me to do it again?
So we got those two. What are the other ones?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that tells me about all the leaks.
Alex, explain. Since you tell me about all the leaks, who are the other ones that...
I just know Charlotte and Paige from this era. I don't know.
Well, that era...
Talk
okay,
amongst yourselves, I'll look it up.
This era, okay, but, you know, before there was people that went to Playboy and they were not leaked. They had Playboy.
They were leaked on.
They had Maria. They had China. They had... help me out, Alex.
Maria?
Didn't I just say that?
I wasn't listening.
Oh, okay. Like always, so that's a huge...
I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
The one that did porno?
China.
The other one that did porno?
Christy Hemme.
I don't know who that is.
Stacey Keibler?
Who's the lady that came back?
Stacey
Mickey
Keibler?
James.
Mickey James.
That one with the really big boobs. She did real porn.
So did Mickey James. Trish Stratus?
Kelly Kelly?
Yes, she was on Facebook, or Playboy.
Kelly Kelly. I had two copies.
One is the crusted shut sticky version.
One for the bathroom and one for the bedroom.
No, one wasn't opened.
Sealed shut.
Yes, apparently. And then I threw it away. Once you get married, you just toss that shit out.
All right, well.
Did you find anything, Tommy?
That is so horrible. I just, ugh.
WWE leaks. Charlotte, that's the top one. WWE superstar Alexa Bliss dragged into Paige sex tape leaks after naked pics emerge of her on the internet.
Holy cow. They got, like, as soon as you put that on, right, you go down and you see Selena Gomez sex tape with Justin Bieber, Kylie Jenner and Tyga, Megan Fox. Taylor Swift. Iggy Azalea, Nicki Minaj with Lil Wayne, oh my god, Katy Perry, Taylor Swift.
Melina had one, not that one, Tommy, the diva or whatever.
Ivanka Trump, Felicity Jones, Melissa Benoit,
Patrick Dempsey, are we just naming celebrities?
Margaret Robbie, Emily Borkowski,
Jared Seinfeld.
What noise was that? This is...
Oh, you heard that. Yes.
Was that you or me?
yeah. So that's about it, guys, on that.
Interesting.
So I guess today, which is, we're recording this on a Saturday, I guess, in San Mateo. That's where you live, right? San Mateo?
Nope.
San Bruno. San Bruno. I guess it's prom night tonight.
Okay.
Because...
Okay. Let's fuck this bum off.
Yeah.
That's what most people be thinking on prom night, won't it?
Yeah, well, there's, yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Is that what you thought of a prom night?
I'll tell you what I thought of. I thought of...
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
What was that? I didn't hear you.
I did not go to prom.
Alex, is that what you thought of prom?
The prom that I went to sucked.
So I guess that's not it.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
It had a terrible rap group.
Terrible rap group?
Yes, called The Pack.
What kind of pack?
It's called
The Rat Pack?
No, just The Pack.
Oh, huh.
Okay. You heard of the song, I Got My Vans On, but they look like sneakers?
No.
No, they sing that song.
Were they famous ever?
Obviously not.
For that one song.
I Got My Vans On, but they look like sneakers?
Yes.
Did Weird Al make this music?
He could have.
No.
He might.
I got my Vans On and they look like sneakers. I should return them. Oh, it cost me $950.
Speaking of which... That's like a stolen song. They just redid the whole entire thing.
Yes.
I'm sick of rap.
And they...
Rap should just be gone away.
They smelled like weed completely. They took like a 30-minute break.
Dude, your house smells back. Like weed. When I went out of my car, it smells straight like weed. As soon as I got out of my car.
Is your sister visiting?
No.
How about your brother?
No.
Go outside, you'll smell weed.
I was in a skunk.
I can tell the difference between a skunk smell and a weed smell.
Smoke weed every day.
That sounded a lot better when I did it.
Yes.
Thomas, the weed engine?
Smoke weed. Stay in time, son. Where'd you find this? Smoke weed.
weed every day.
There should be Vince's theme song.
I was thinking the same thing when he walks into the office.
Alright, so now,
we have Circus for Whistle.
And
we have Nate Dogg for Vince. We have
for Vince.
I have No, we can say Vince on this one. We have a I'm a cow steam kind of guy. Don't we? No.
No, we don't have one for him yet.
We should make it up.
All right. I'll look for that later. All right.
You know what we should do now is we should have whoever comes in have their own little theme song.
Yeah.
Dan B.
When we get that True Value, we can get that, you know, that TV they had right by the entrance at Globe? Oh, yeah. entrance Titan drums.
Oh, man. That'd be great. You know, once they get that True Value, once they get the iPads or whatever they're doing for inventory, we can do the show at work.
With it in the background?
Yes. I'm telling you. When are we going to do our show, Nick? Well, let's get everything and putting it in here on Friday afternoon. What was that?
It's time to smoke weed every day.
Awesome. So, don't we have a couple stores on the trip we went on?
We do!
We're not even finished with this context. What are you talking about?
Smoke weed every day.
Yes!
This is probably one of my favorite parts where we kind of derail a little bit and I just start pressing buttons on the big old machine over here.
That's really press big. That button again.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
All
right. You know what, Tommy? That right there was probably the best rap song I heard in 5 years.
Who's singing that?
Nate Dogg.
Who's Nate Dogg?
Nate Dogg's Snoop Dogg's 213, and he was in a lot of rap songs from the 90s. Warren G.
Old white guy over here.
Old white guy.
I grew up with
6 years old.
Nate Dogg is an old black guy.
The most current CD I had growing up was Beatles.
Nate Dogg.
All right, Alex, we went on a boat trip
with the Shriners.
Who?
The Shriners.
Shriners.
Okay. Yes.
It's like someone's happy.
And what did we do on that boat trip?
We drank, fish, and fish.
And cut me open with a broken bottle.
And ate.
And cut me open with a broken bottle.
Yes.
What'd you guys eat? Fish?
Paella.
How was that?
Good.
Never had
steak.
Steak.
Don't like it.
Tacos.
Big ass steak. Ribs.
Mm.
Chicken.
Sausage dip.
No, that didn't sell like sausage. Press the button, Tommy. It's more like sausage day.
All right, yes, we did all that.
Yes.
And a lot of thing that they did afterwards, after we ate and fished, was tell stories.
Yes.
Alex, which story would you like to tell that we heard this weekend?
Well, it's not a story. It's more like of a joke. The Father Nelson.
Ah, yes. Mr. Father Nelson. Go ahead and purify the children.
Should we make a phone call to your dad so you can show him?
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
I broke Alex. Okay. Okay, so this guy named... Get me Mike.
Need some Coors Light, please.
He likes a Copenhagen.
I want some Coors Light. We're my Copenhagen.
So this guy named Mike, after dinner, everybody on our boat was sitting down. He's like, I want to show you something. Hey, Gary, stand up. He stands up. He puts him in a...
Half Nelson,
and then puts him in a full Nelson.
And then says, what is this each time?
Yeah, what is
and
this?
And then, as he has him in a half Nelson, he starts thrusting up their ass.
Yes.
And it's called the...
Father Nelson.
I just want to say that when they came back from the boat trip, Alex was showing this to somebody, a plumber, great plumber. His name's Kiki from Kiki's Plumbing. And Alex looked like he thrust a little too hard. He broke his parts.
Yeah,
He broke his Alex parts. Because after he got
my
done.
My Alex parts?
After he got done, he goes, lunch,
everybody
please.
Everybody says, I'll just keep it going. Eggs, bacon, grits, sausage.
What?
Sorry. Eggs, bacon, and sausage.
So after when Mike did that, everybody on the boat was cracking up. And during the whole trip on different boats, all you hear was just Father Nelson and people were cracking up.
You heard on different boats?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you guys are just sitting around.
Different times of the day.
It spread throughout our boats like herpes.
Speaking about STDs.
Speaking about STDs.
What kind of boat were you guys on?
We heard stories of STDs of when they were in the military.
Vietnam.
This first guy was like...
Nomdies.
Yeah, they tell us... first thing they do is when you go to Vietnam.
Okay.
Yes, he was that guy. He seemed like that guy. He said some things. He was like, they tell you, okay, the Vietnam women are full of diseases. They have diseases. They have gonorrhea. They have herpes. They have crabs.
Someone should tell this to Danny Thomas.
They'll get the clap.
You'll get the clap.
Lights are still on.
Let me just tell you what happens. One of them gets the clap.
Lights are off now.
And then, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, shit, I gotta go to the doctor. I have the clap. And his dad's laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Go to this doctor on California. He goes, and he's like, ah, like father, like son. His father picked up the clap before him. How about the one where he was telling us about,
About the lady he hooked up with?
No, that's that other guy. Oh, I'm talking about, guy. I'm talking, still talking about Jerry.
Oh, Shreddy Bones.
So, okay. Listen to this. Listen,
how do you know he has sweaty
Nick.
Balls?
Nick, listen to this story. What's his last name? Listen to this story. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, so he is allergic to tetracycline. Do you know how you know you're allergic to tetracycline?
No.
Sores develop and then after you take it. And they usually develop in places of high blood flow. Can you name me a place that has high blood flow on a male, my friend?
Yeah.
What's it called?
The penis.
He got a sore at the end of his penis because of this medicine. And apparently what happens is it makes a stab and then it peels off and oozes and it hurts like hell. So he's trying to walk around and every time he walks around, it would get attached and fused to his underwear, rip, and ooze. And that's so, one of the stories we heard this weekend.
Do you guys know what the clap is, right?
Yeah, it's a thing you get after a good speech.
What is... What is the real term of the clap?
A gonorrhea.
Yes, and you know what the gonorrhea is?
STD.
Right, what it is.
It's
a sexually transmitted bacterial infection that, if untreated, may cause infertility.
Yeah, yeah.
That doesn't ooze.
No, but if you're allergic to tetracycline, it does.
Oh,
how about the that story that you want to tell, Alex?
Okay, this guy named Rob.
Schneider.
In Vietnam, he said he hooked up with this.
Rob Schneider was with you guys?
So Rob said he hooked up with this girl. He's knocked out on a base to the women's headquarters or whatever. Was with this girl that he said was a singer or something. And then Gary was like, whatever.
Oh, she sang him a tune, huh?
It was like, did you hook up with her? Did you do it? She's like,
oh, I shouldn't say this in front of the kids.
Yeah, I shouldn't say this in front of the kids.
Whose kids were there?
Me and him.
Gary was like, go ahead, they're old enough. He was like,
he's like, put your dick outside that window. That was what she felt like.
Like a canyon.
Like a canyon. Okay. So
wide open.
Let's start from the beginning. Here's a story for you, Nick.
I'm so confused.
You gotta listen to this one.
Okay.
This is the story of how the boat trip began. We were at the dock at about 11 o'clock. That's when everyone was supposed to meet there.
That's when you called me.
We didn't leave the dock until 2 because someone was 3 hours late.
Who?
One group of Shriners was late. They slept in. So we get all ready to go, and two boats just decide to go. They're like, fuck everyone else, we're leaving. And they left, and we never saw them again.
Yep.
And so...
should have went on that boat.
The three other boats, we waited for the other... Well, the two of other boats, us and one other boat, waited for the third boat to arrive. So they get here, we're all ready to go. There's three boats, we're all lined up. We have Matt, our boat, and who's on the other one? Bermudas.
Yes, Bermudas.
So we got Matt, us, and Bermudas. Matt goes out first, backs it up, and what you're supposed to do when you drive a boat is when you want to turn the wheel, you turn the power off so that you can turn the wheel and then turn it on and then it spins you.
Ruh-roh.
He didn't do that. So what does he do? He puts it in reverse, puts it in forward, spins the wheel, and smacks right into our boat, right in front of the harbor master. He was not happy. He ran through the back of our boat and jumped onto the other guy's boat and was like, do this, do that, don't move the wheel until this. So that's okay, we all leave. And as we're leaving, we have a small little fishing boat that you need to drive out of the dock, and then you can tie it on. Well, they went out, they wanted to go fishing. We're getting 3 hours to our spot because the houseboat goes real slow.
Yes.
About 2.5 hours in, when we're almost there, we're like, where's our fishing boat? We haven't seen them in 2.5 hours. So one of the guys, Bailey, that we introduced you to before, Mr. Father Nelson story guy.
He came in the shop one time.
But anyway, he left his cell phone on the ship to charge. Then it started ringing. We didn't want to pick it up because it's not our cell phone. But then the phone number rang again. I was like, Alex, you better pick it up. And he's like, hey, guys, where are you? We're like, we're over here.
We don't know because the boat we were following in front of us kept on doing...
They kept doing U-turns. So we're like, yeah, we're over on a big backbone or wherever. So they're like, our boat broke down. So apparently what happened is their fishing boat broke down, and the third boat, Bermuda's boat, went by, and they're yelling, we're broke down! We're broke down! They laughed and kept going.
Oh, man.
And so
then, what? These are friends, right?
Yeah, and then my dad, Bermuda's boat, right?
Yeah, I'm not getting to sit there. I got this story. Handsome.
Handsome.
So Bailey is like, oh shit, we gotta row back to the dock. So he starts rowing, and there's only one oar, so he's going half a mile back to the dock.
Guns.
So he gets to the dock, and then this is the end of the dock, and the end of the dock is 3 miles to where the people are. So it's 4:30. He thinks they close at 5. So he books it. He gets there at 4:30, or about 4:45. Nobody's there. They close at 4.
Oh, no.
So we don't know what's going on because he has no cell phone. So he meets a guy there who has a boat docked there because it's not only is it houseboat renting, but you can if you have a boat, you can leave it there. He offers to take him out. He gives him $100 and says, take me to the boat. So they go out and they find us. But in the meantime, we're trying to signal the boat ahead of us. Hey, we need to stop and wait for these guys. So I'm blasting the horn. We're all yelling, hey! They can't hear us. So Steve's like, I got this. Boom, boom. 2 shotgun sales, that stopped them. So then they finally catch up to us. And he's like, yeah, I had to paddle for 1/2 mile and run 3.5 miles back to shore.
On water.
Well, no, he had to run on the dock. Oh. The dock's 3 mile long from one end to all the way to the front. So that was hilarious. We almost lost 2 people. So then we dock, and it's 3 boats. And there's supposed to be 2 other boats with us. One we never find. At all. Like, we didn't even see him the day we left.
Wow.
But the fourth boat was finally there. It came in, like, the second to last day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So this was a big old clusterfuck. But our boat was the most organized.
Yes.
Sounds like a great time.
It was. It was hilarious.
Where was I at? I was at work.
Oh, that sucks for you.
Yeah, it did.
What was your week like?
Working.
Any fun stories?
No fun stories.
Did any customers poop their pants?
No, not customers.
Oh my god! I know a story you can tell. Nick poops at the store. I don't know what that was. So Nick has a phobia. He never ever poops anywhere besides his house.
Correctamundo.
And something happened to you this last week where you had to break your cardinal rule.
A couple weeks, and I'll tell you what, I went right to the bathroom. I don't know what it was. Like, I couldn't wait. I had to go, and I was like, ruh roll.
I pumped down.
What is that, a fucking lawnmower? I was like, Tommy, I just can't wait anymore. So I went, and I basically cleaned the toilet before I went on there, and I barely made it.
Oh, poopy.
Yeah, literally.
Did you get your belt buckle on point? Everything went...
Oh, no.
Your pants went down? Fine.
I can...
You didn't pull a me?
I can figure stupid that. And ugly, smell like a fart, and poopoo in his bath, and poopoo in my heart. Poopoo in the heart? And so I was in there, and I got done, okay, and I came outside, and I was like, Tommy, I'm cold. And he's like, yeah, because you dropped 20 pounds. No, that wasn't what happened. I got sick. That's the reason why I had to poop at work. because I got sick that whole weekend. This happened on a Friday. That
disgusting.
Whole weekend, I was pooping everywhere.
I have to press this button. It says poop bum.
Like, I mean, you know, TBH, I think it is. I respect your opinion, but I think it's wrong if you think it's not. Well, fuck you.
I thought you were going to say poop every day.
Oh. I poop every day. Yeah. All right.
But yeah, it was horrible. My daughter was supposed to get something at church. I couldn't go because I was afraid I was going to poop on the bench.
Then that would be a holy shit if you poop at church.
Get it? Holy shit.
That would be a really holy shit. Let's just say Jesus would not be happy.
Not happy at all. Alex, what time are we at?
32 minutes.
All right. Do you have any other stories?
You guys went fishing. I was just at work.
Oh, I caught a fish. I got another story.
So you went fishing and you caught a fish.
I did.
That's weird.
I did. Well, I never caught a fish before, and I caught it all by myself.
Have you never been fishing before?
I went fishing one time last year, and I didn't catch a tire. I never caught a tire.
You caught a snake.
I never caught a snake.
You caught a stick.
I caught a cold. All right, I got a fishing story. I went out fishing with Bailey and Rob.
On a fishing trip.
On our fishing boat.
Nice.
And let's just say Rob is an old, old firefighter who never gets mad, but he like every...
And a Navy SEAL on SEAL Team 1.
A Navy SEAL. And he's got stories galore. Like, we'll be all quiet, no one's talking, and he'll just pipe in with a half-hour story. Not only is it a half-hour story, but then immediately after that, it's another half-an-hour story after that.
Is this like the guy like Larry, where it's like two sentences, but it takes him...
No, no, no. It's a whole story for 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's like...
Because I know a guy, you guys know too, that he'll talk on the phone for 30 minutes, but he only says two sentences.
Oh, yeah, I know him. He's like, hi... I forgot why.
He's like the sloth on the Zootopia.
Yes, he's...
No, I think the sloth is faster.
Shouldn't it be... It sounds like he's high. That's what Mike's doing to his dad.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, that's what Mike wants to do to his dad.
All right, anyway, so we go out on this fishing trip. And I get my line all fucked up, so he spends 20 minutes fixing it for me.
What a nice guy.
And then right after that, I get it stuck in a rock. So he stops and he tries to get it out. And while we're doing that, Bailey decides that, okay, we need to drive the boat. And as he does that, he turns the wheel and breaks Rob's fishing pole right in half. And I was like, uh-oh, he's angry. So Rob's like, you know what, Bill? Bailey... I don't think... I know what your problem is. You can't boat and fish at the same time.
You don't have a brain.
So, we're out fishing. It was Bailey, Alex's dad, Alex, and me. We're all fishing except for Alex. Alex was drinking. He weighed down the boat very well, Alex. So, I get my line stuck, and I'm like, Bailey, go backwards! My line's stuck. So, you know what he does? Full forward, my line snaps in half. So I was like, great, thank you.
Me, you, my dad, and Bailey went out. And then your reel attached from your pole.
Nick, while I was fishing, I was reeling it in. And then all of a sudden, my line went like this. I had my fishing pole over here, and the thing you're supposed to reel in over here. I was like, I think I have a problem.
What do I do?
So what happened on the pole, the part that holds in the reel, was plastic and snapped.
I have another story. So on this other boat, me and Tommy went to go get beers from Chris's boat.
Oh, yeah.
And the plank was kind of wobbly. Right? So first when me and Tommy went there, like 20 minutes before I went there with Mike, Tommy slipped off and only got his feet wet in the lake. And I went over there with Mike. I was like, Mike, please watch. Hold it steady, because I had two hands filled with mirror. Nope. He shook the plank. I went flying waist deep up to my, into the lake.
Man.
And then his life was like, huh. I was like, yeah, karma's a bitch. Just rate.
Listen, and then karma struck.
Yes.
Karma reared its ugly head on Bailey.
Yes.
Good, he deserved it.
My dad bought a kayak. Yeah, yes. Kayak. And Bailey got in the kayak. And I was like, do you need help pushing off the shore? Bailey was like, no, I got it. And 2 feet off of the shore,
he rolls it.
He rolls the kayak. He comes back. I was like, what happened? She's dripping, soaking wet.
Yep.
He was like, I had a tragedy.
I had a tragedy. Franny. You gotta tell that story why you did that. You have to tell the story.
Castia!
Oh, do you have a clip where he tried to interrupt
a clip? Oh, yeah. I do. So, we're up in a loft. That's where we're sleeping. It's like a little tiny loft. And this guy, Bailey, decides to, I think I'm going to go make...
Oh, what was that?
I'm going to bother the kids. So he comes up there and almost falls down the hole to the bottom part because there's a ladder.
Twice.
There's a hatch with a ladder.
Yeah.
He gets up and he's a little drunk and he almost falls down into that hole again.
It's like the rabbit.
Head first, too.
And then I'm a little drunk. Alex is a little drunk. And it's just making us laugh where we can't breathe.
Well, I got a whiff of something, but...
Oh, yeah. Woo! And he got a whiff of my dirty clothes. That's a nice boobs. He got a whiff of my dirty...
Look at the guy.
Oh. He got a whiff and then Alex drooled everywhere. And then this happened.
Hold his hands.
Please hold the door on your eyelids.
Yeah. You know what? What'd you do? Did you shit on my sink bag or did you spit on it?
I did nothing.
That's two different things.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't have no liquid juice.
You couldn't breathe, so you just let your fucking bowels go.
That guy's the definition of a man-child.
Yes, he is. We make good light. So last year on the boat, he had a pair of white pants that I hid on him. I hid it literally under his little mat. So he's going around to the boats. He's like, have you seen my white pants? Where is my white pants? Has anyone seen my white pants? The whole trip. And he finally goes like three boats over. He's like, did I leave my white pants anywhere over here? So we were making fun of him this year. Where's my white pants? And then I was going to hide something else on him this year. I hid his cream-colored pants.
Oh.
But
cream-colored.
His Copenhagen went missing, the chew. And he's going around. I'm taking a shit in the bathroom. He's like, Tommy, can you look in the toilet next to you and see if there's any Copenhagen in there? I was like, I don't think you want the Copenhagen if it's in the toilet.
Speaking about shit and Mike, didn't he have almost an accident on the boat right after?
So after he breaks Bill's fishing pole, he's like, I gotta go into the bathroom now. And we're like a half an hour away, we're half a mile, so it took us a little bit. So he's standing up on the boat as it's coming in, like this, going,
is that like Darth Vader?
So we get to shore, and he jumps off into it and runs into a boat. He thinks it's our boat, but it's actually two boats down. And a guy, when he goes into the bathroom and leaves, he's like, can I help you? He's like, sorry, wrong boat. Don't go in there.
Like he was looking for like beers and stuff, like bro, like in the refrigerator and everything.
Yes, he looked like the captain of the SS Shit My Pants. I know we have a new segment, right? Final thoughts
with Alex, Nick, and Tom.
Alex, what is your final thought for this episode?
My final thought is that hopefully we could make the podcast come out the first Wednesday of every month, and probably two podcasts a month.
Nick, what is your final thoughts?
Two podcasts.
And that is Nick's final thoughts, two podcasts. Mine is never barbecue naked or you'll get a burnt weenie.
Wrap it up, guys.
And you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at TNA Drinks. And you can watch our videos on YouTube. TNADrinks.com. www.smokeweedeveryday.com. There you go. That's our website, not our YouTube. But you can find us on YouTube. TNA Drinks or Drinking with TNA. And you can buy our merchandise, tnadrinks.spreadshirt.com. Until next time.